हरे कृष्णा। सटल टाइम सटली कॉजेस कॉलोसल चेंजेस। व्हेन अ क्लाउड इज मूविंग इन द स्काई, व्हाट कॉजेस दैट क्लाउड टू मूव? इट इज द विंड। द विंड इज इनविजिबल, इट इज इन अ सेंस नॉट टेंजिबल, सर्टनली नॉट एज टेंजिबल एज द क्लाउड इज, एंड द क्लाउड कैन बी ह्यूज, and yet that huge cloud is moved by the wind. Similarly, all of us, we are moved. Everything, not just we people, but everything in this world is moved by time. Time is subtle. Now we don't see its effects on a moment to moment or even a day to day basis. Yes, we are aware of the passage of time. Oh, now it's morning, now it's noon, now it's evening. But we are not aware so much of what time is doing to us. You know, time can make a smooth face wrinkled. Time can make an upright person stupid. Time can make a healthy body sickly. These are effects at the physical level. But more than the more debilitating than the effects of time at the physical level, are time's effects at the ethical level, at the level of our consciousness. Now, we start with a strong intention. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I want to live my life. These are the principles I want to follow. But as the days keep cycling, you know, people make New Year resolutions. But within a month or so, their New Year resolutions, they lose their resolution to stick to their resolution. So, time erodes their resolution, their resoluteness, their determination to stick to their resolution, to the decision that they had made earlier. And this is how sometimes people may be at a very lofty level spiritually, ethically. But then, if they are not careful, if they are not guarded, slowly with every day's passing, the ethical level starts going down, 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 down. They may be very renounced, but if they are not guarding, then their renunciation starts eroding and they start indulging. And then what would have been inconceivable earlier can become irresistible over time. So as time erodes our moral fabric, then what was unconscionable, unthinkable earlier ends up becoming irresistible. This is how time erodes. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita. In the fourth chapter, he says, Sakale neha mahata yogo nashta parantapa. Sakale neha mahata. By the power of time, actually, he says, yogo nashta parantapa. That knowledge of yoga, which is meant to connect the soul with the Supreme Soul, which is meant to elevate our consciousness, that knowledge was lost. So the time, with the passage of time, that pure becomes impure. The relevant is becomes irrelevant. So now Krishna also says later in the 11th chapter, in the 32nd verse, that Kalosmi Lokakshay Krut Pravada, time I am the destroyer of the worlds. Of course, Krishna is not the destroyer alone. He is also the redeemer. He is the protector. He protects the godly, those who are devoted to him. He protected Arjuna. He was by the side of Arjuna, giving confidence that you will be attaining victory. So if we make sure that we are by Krishna's side, we are strongly connected with Krishna, we are firmly committed to Krishna, then the degrading effects of Kala will be countered by the elevating effects of Krishna. The connection of Krishna will protect us from our determination getting eroded by time. But rather, the connection with Krishna will give us deeper and deeper satisfaction, and that will actually enhance, enrich and deepen our connection with Krishna. So whereas colossal changes are going to happen by the power of time, but those colossal changes can be destructive or they can be constructive. If we succumb to Kala, they will be destructive, but if we surrender to Krishna, then they will be supremely constructive. They will elevate us and liberate us from material existence. Thank you. Hare Krishna.